Jema, so someone has asked a question about jealousy. How to get rid of jealousy? So people try to do all kinds of things, but you have to go to the root of it. Why people feel jealousy? Because why do they compare? Jealousy is always along with comparison. And it is born from a sense of inadequacy and inferiority. The stronger you are, the more individualized you are, the more you are aware of your own self, your potential possibilities, you don't feel jealous. If something is gone, is gone. You are not defined by that. You don't define yourself with anything. For instance, you have a chair for which two people are trying, and if one person gets, the other doesn't get. It could be a chair, it could be a human person, it could be anybody, anything. So this person who doesn't get it grows jealous. Why? Because he chose to define himself. If I got that chair, if I got that person, I would be so fortunate. I would be so lucky if I were in his place. That means you don't know who you are. And why this sense comes, ultimately we go to the root. Because we have not discovered who we truly are. The day we know that we are all children of the Divine Mother, and this is an identity which nobody can take away from us, then jealousy and all this sense of inadequacy, inferiority will crumble to pieces, because you know who you are. You are a child of the Divine Mother. She, he, they are all children of the Divine Mother. What is there to, each in his own way, is wonderfully moving. So I am my path. I am a child of the Divine Mother. I am special to her. She is a child of the Divine Mother. She is special to her and everybody. So the ultimate cure is to discover the Divine Presence within. The Mother says it is the Divine Presence which gives value to life. Find that presence and all your difficulties will go. Now that is difficult. So people start saying, okay, that's too much. Tell us some simple ways. Simple ways is discover your own strengths. A tortoise does not need to run a race with a rabbit. He should not make that mistake of coming on the land and say, okay, I'll take the challenge. He is at the mercy of rabbit whether he sleeps or doesn't sleep. He should invite the rabbit, come. I am inviting you. Let's have a race in water. So we have to discover what is unique and beautiful and divine about ourselves. Even if we don't use the word divine. And all of us have something very beautiful. And see, the secret of a good leader is he is able to discover the beauty in all his team and different people. Look at how the Mother's ministry was conducted. We start seeing fault in X, Y, Z. When she would write to Z, you will feel Z is ultimate. When she would write to X, X will feel ultimate. When she writes to Y, you feel what a lucky. But X, Y, and Z are fighting with each other. Because they are comparing. Who is closer to the Mother? Who is staying closer? But she is able to see. And when you are able to see the beauty in others, you help in bringing out that beauty. And equally, when you see the beauty in yourself, you help in bringing out that beauty. And when you discover that you have a unique capacity, let's say somebody may have nothing special. So people ask sometimes, I say there are two things special about one person. I said, isme abhav ki visheshta hai. Abhav ki visheshta kya hoti hai? When you don't have anything, but you're not craving anything. Something very special. It's very rarity. You don't have anything, but you're not craving anything. Or beauty in simplicity. You don't need to have anything. You are just what you are. Or some people are like a without chal kapat straight. It's not straightforward in trying to point out everybody's faults. But just what they are within, that they are outside. So to each one has to discover. Unfortunately in society, we value certain things more and we don't value certain things. Like we value somebody who is successful. That's the problem. So when somebody succeeds, then we say ki, okay, now there is a comparison. So Karna is always unhappy because he is comparing himself with Arjun. For Arjun. So see, this comparison should be replaced by pursuit of excellence. Because ambition, jealousies, all of them are cousins, close cousins. So what does Arjun do? He is not trying to prove himself the best Dhanurdhara. Never he does that. He wants to perfect his art. How does he perfect? He says, I have perfected archery even during daytime. I can shoot any target and all that, whatever. He says, but I can't shoot at night. I want to try shooting at night. He's the only warrior in the entire Mahabharata time who could shoot an arrow at night, who could stay awake without wavering of his concentration. That's why he's Gudakesh. He's conquered his sleep. Now you see, why was he doing it? He doesn't tell Karna that you don't know what my capacities are. Can we have a duel? He doesn't, because the more we blossom fully, the more we feel happy about ourselves. And when we feel happy about ourselves, we don't need to compare. A rose bud can compare itself with a sunflower in bloom. What is the solution? If rose tries to become a sunflower, it will be miserable. But rose, when it becomes a rose, then it can talk to sunflower, and that's the consummation. So we should not define ourselves by anything outer. We should not let anybody else define us. We should see what is the best within us. And always there is something we carry, uniquely our own. It could be anything. Something seemingly in the eyes of the world not so big, but then we must understand divine invests himself equally in a fashioning a curl and the hand that sent Jupiter spinning through heaven in the smile. Some people simply have an amazing smile. It's so wonderful. You see some of these old ladies in olden times, because they lived a simple, their just smile was infectious. It could be therapeutic. Some people have that. Some love animals, some are endowed with that great sensitivity about others' feelings, well-being. Everybody has something or the other. Discover that unique thing about yourself and your jealousy will go. Otherwise, all our life we'll be comparing with somebody. All our life we'll feel inferior, inadequate. And when we feel inferior, inferiority never goes by compliments. It's a very wrong concept. Somebody may give you a compliment one day, true or false, we don't know to start with. But even if it is true, after some time you'll stop believing it because you have not discovered it. If you tell a bud, you know, actually you are a rose, so bud will be very happy. But after some time, look itself in the mirror and says, topi de gaya. So it will look for somebody else to say the same thing. If somebody by chance says, oh, what kind of life you are here, surrounded by thorns, he'll say, see, that fellow was lying. But actually what is required, both of them are true in their own way. What is required is for the bud of the rose to blossom into a rose. Or if you go even before, the stalk full of thorns to bring out the bud and the rose. So discover your own possibility, potential, do a self-study. And develop it. That's your beauty. That's your duty. And that's the work God has given us. And when we become what we are meant to become, then we are fulfilled and satisfied. It's an automatic process. When we do what we are meant to do, when we become what we are meant to become. Otherwise, we are comparing. And when we are comparing, life is miserable because always somebody will be better. And people may tell us few things. You may look at those who are worse. That doesn't help. This idea that look at those who are worse and feel happy, this is the most stupid doctrine. Why? Because first of all, you are looking at people, looking down. Oh, they are worse off than me. Sometime it will give you satisfaction. But if you do this comparison, the next comparison, but so and so is better than me. So and so is what he is meant to be. And so has to be what he or she is meant to be. That in short is about jealousy. It stems from inferiority. Inferiority stems from a kind of tamasic ego which doesn't want to put effort. Tamo rajasic ego. It doesn't want to put an effort for the blossoming. Wants only something ready-made, defined for itself, something outward. But we have to discover our own truth and blossom. Final cure is discovering the divine presence. Then you are atmarati, atma santust. Then you need nothing. You compare with nobody. You are a universal giver. Chema.